Joining me is Nick Pope. Ancient Aliens Live will be at the Victory Theater March 28th. And I'll go full disclosure first, Nick. I'm such a huge fan that I have to keep myself in check and not fanboy too hard right now.
Oh, well, you know, that's nice of you to say so.
There are people out there that have no idea what Ancient Aliens is, have never seen the show, not sure what the live show is. A little background on yourself. You're the real deal. I mean, you worked for the UK Ministry of Defense investigating UAPs and UFOs for a very long time, correct?
That's right. Yes, I did that job back in the 90s. But since then, of course, lots of things have happened to take this subject more out of the fringe and into the mainstream. And we've seen the U.S. government declassify some videos of Navy jets chasing these things. We've had hearings in Congress recently. We've got multiple UFO provisions in the defense bill. And Ancient Aliens, it kind of looks at the ancient mysteries in our history, like the pyramids and Stonehenge, but it does bridge the gap with the modern as well. And we cover all these recent developments too, in both the TV show and in the live stage show.
For somebody like me who is a big fan, I've been on board with the TV show since episode one. What can we expect in the live show? What do you do differently in person that maybe ties into the television show or is completely different?
Well, I think the thing that is similar will be, it's almost going to be like a greatest hit of Ancient Aliens. And the thing that is going to be different is that you will hear a lot of banter between us, and you will see jokes at the expense of Giorgio Tsoukalos and his hair. And you don't necessarily see that on the show, of course. You know, So people will get that.
I was going to ask you about Giorgio's hair, if that's intentional, if that's marketing, or if that's legitimately he wakes up every day and says, I look good.
Oh, he looks good, but I think Giorgio and hairspray and things like that, that might be classified information from the government's files. So I'm not sure I can disclose that.
Nick, which site? You know, I think most people, they think pyramids, they think Stonehenge, they think Machu Picchu. But for me, the one that sort of turned the corner for me is Pumapunku. Did I pronounce that correct?
You did. You did. And we cover that. Giorgio talks about that in almost every show, and David Childress as well. And of course, they've been there. I have not been there, but we will definitely be talking about Pumapunku in the live show.
And I highly recommend, if you have not heard of Pumapunku and you're skeptical that there were maybe ancient technologies or ancient advanced civilizations, just Google it and prepare to have your mind absolutely blown. Is there any for you? Is there any one particular smoking gun when people push back against you on the ancient astronaut theory that you say, here is the proof, how can you deny it? Do you have that one sort of thing that you go to?
Well, I think there's one photograph taken in Baalbek in the Lebanon of one immense block. And people don't realize what they're looking at until you see there's a little thing in the foreground. And you look and you see that's a person. And it shows you how big this single carved block was. And I spoke to Travis Taylor about that from Skinwalker Ranch. He's a scientist, and he's like, you could not move something like that even today. You would have to build a special crane, and we're led to believe that all this was done with rollers and ropes. It's like, come on, man. And we're never too preachy with this, and that's why we preface everything. We make it a question, and we ask, could it be? You know, what if? And we welcome a diversity of opinions on this, because our point is, let's have a conversation. There are mysterious things in our past, and nobody has all the answers, but we should be asking the questions for sure.
So I grew up Catholic, went to Catholic school, and I find that most, at least Christians, are able to accept angels, demons, God, all of these things, but you bring up aliens and they shut down. So they can believe it in a biblical sense, but when you sort of make it a practical, tangible thing, I find that people will push back. Why do you think that is?
I think these ideas can be challenging, but it's interesting. I mean, you mentioned the Catholic Church. The director of the Vatican's observatory in about 2007 said there is no doctrinal objection to the existence of extraterrestrial life because humans may place no creative limits upon God. And I thought that was a really profound and clever way to put it. So I think recently the church, you know, even though it's troubling for some individuals, I think the church is beginning to come around.
This is where, you know, the conspiracy theorist in me says they've always known, but maybe they're just being a little more forthcoming about it.
Yes, there is that. You can't untangle this subject from the conspiracy theories. And sometimes history tells us that there really are conspiracies, and some of these things turn out to be true.
March 28th at the Victory Theater, you guys will be on stage. Who will all be there besides yourself?
Okay, there's going to be Giorgio Tsoukalos, the guy with the hair. He will be there. We will have the real-life Indiana Jones, David Childress, probably the most traveled individual I know, and William Henry, who's the spiritual voice of the show, but he's also someone who's a real specialist on ancient Egypt. He's been in the pyramids, I think, 42, 43 times, something like that when I last counted. So they'll be there, and I'll be moderating a conversation with all of those fascinating individuals.
And if people show up, there is the opportunity to ask questions, yes?
Yeah, people. We tend to ask people to submit the questions beforehand so that we don't get a whole bunch of people just asking the same thing or kind of taking 10 minutes to tell us about a sighting back in 1972 or something. But, you know, we get some fascinating questions sent in. And one of the great things that I get to do as moderator is pick the ones that I think are most interesting or most fun. You know, we try and have some fun with this show as well. Sometimes, I should say, at each other's expense.
Well, I would imagine when you're filming the show, you're probably not all in the same room together, correct?
That's correct, yeah. The TV show, it's like I come in for an interview, Giorgio's coming out. But when you go and do the live show, and we've done about 40 dates so far, and we got 21 shows for this spring run, when you're on the road with people, you really bond with them, you talk during your downtime, and that's why we have the banter between us as well. We can all take a joke, and we kind of have to. It lightens the mood, and it's great fun.
Absolutely. Before I get you out of here, if somebody is interested in the ancient astronaut theory, in ancient aliens, the things that you guys discuss both on the television show and the live show, what are some resources that you give out as far as read this book, watch this documentary? What do you recommend to people that are interested in the subject?
Eric von Daniken's books, of course, but also more modern books like Leslie Kane's UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Government Officials Go on the Record.
Nick Pope, thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you. I appreciate you taking time to speak with me today.